Good morning, Sacred Seekers. This is Molly with Madam Molly's. Again, it's Anchor Tuesday, which means I'm podcasting on a Tuesday. This week, I want to talk about some community events that are going on in the southeastern corner of Arizona. That's where I'm located. I live in the Hereford area, which is between Bisbee and Sierra Vista near Fort Huachuca. And my office is located in Bisbee. One of the things that's going on tomorrow is a drumming for the Blue Moon, a Blue Moon drumming. So what that means is, for those of you who don't know, oftentimes when we have a more than one full moon in any month, the second moon is referred to a full moon. That seems to be the most common way to think of a full moon, though there are other more detailed ways to look at it that don't necessarily coincide with Blue Moon actually being the second full moon of the month. So you can look that up in the almanacs, or you can go look that up online, find out what the actual scientific description of a blue moon is. But for all intents and purposes, we as well as so many others are going to refer to the blue moon as the second full moon in a month. And this year we have one this month, no moon, no full moon at all next month in February, and then we have two full moons again in March, with one being in the beginning and the other at the end of March. So we have a blue moon in January and a blue moon in March this year. What's going on tomorrow, and I have not participated in this particular drumming group, but Unity of the Huachucas is a Unity church in the area, located at 7487 East Larkspur Lane here in Hereford, Arizona, and they are having a Blue Moon drumming circle tomorrow night at their church location from 6:30 to 7:30. There'll be a social time starting about 7:30, and I presume that they'll hang out with each other for an hour or so maybe afterwards. Any drumming circle I've ever been to, you find that once you've started the drumming, it can last an hour, and sometimes it can last two, three, four. It depends on the people drumming. It depends on who's leading the group. I've not drummed with this group, but I do know some of the people who attend these services regularly, and they're wonderful people. So if you're looking for a drumming circle, my suggestion is that this would be a good place to start, and I'm sure that they would all be very welcoming. Just make sure that you understand this is an outdoor event, so make sure you dress appropriately, bring your own chair, and they don't say to bring your own percussion instrument, but it's customary to do so if you have one. And if you have more than one that you're willing to share, it probably would be very welcome for you to bring that as well. So there's that event for tomorrow. Again, that's the full moon drumming on Wednesday, January 31st, from 6:30 to about 7:30 at the Unity of the Huachucas. Again, it's outdoors. Bring your own chair, bring your own percussion instruments. It's at 7487 East Larkspur Lane in Hereford, Arizona. I'm going to actually attempt to attend this. I haven't been to a drumming circle in a very long time, and I really miss that type of energy in my life. So I'm hoping to be able to get there. My daughter has some other events she needs to attend after school, you know, so there'll be a little bit of running around for me to get home and gather my drum and get my chair and get ready to go. And I don't know, maybe I'll get her to go too. I hope she wants to. It would be fun to have her involved. The other thing going on this month is this Saturday. Well, actually, it's not this month, it's this week, because it'll be the first Saturday of the month of February when Bisbee Alternative Therapies Clinic resumes their clinics for this new year. This will be the first clinic of the new year. Typically in the past, we took December off and July off. This season, we went ahead and switched it up and decided to take January off instead of December. It just seemed to be the right thing to do. It seems like there's a lot of people who are really needing the extra boost. In December, due to the holidays, there seems to be, you know, it's cold and flu season and all that. So we were available in December of last year, took January off and spent some time celebrating together and sharing a meal instead of having clinic. And this month we resume with our regular alternative therapies clinic. And again, that's this coming Saturday on February 3rd. Clinic times are 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Sign-up starts at 9:30 and ends about 12:30. The reason we started a little earlier is that gives people time to get in and get signed up, get practitioners settled at their tables or wherever it is they're going to be working, and get started getting people on the table at 10 a.m. And we like to have the last person signed up by 12:30. That way we know we have about 30 minutes to wrap up and get everybody seen that's already signed up. So come early and make sure you're on the list. Oftentimes we have, we always have Reiki practitioners. We almost always have Diksha Oneness Blessing givers available. Oftentimes we have acupuncturists, massage therapists, both chair and table massage therapists. There are people who work on trauma release. There's people who work on other types of energetic release. There's occasionally we get someone who works with goddess energy or reads tarot. When I'm there, oftentimes I'm working in tandem with a reflexologist who is wonderful. And what I do in that situation is offer Reiki while she does the reflexology. And during Reiki, I tend to pick up intuitive messages for the individual, which I will share if they're open to receiving them. So come on over Saturday. We are located at 24 Howell Avenue in Bisbee, Arizona. That's at the Presbyterian Church Annex. It's right next to the old YWCA. That's where the Fiber Guild is located. So if you're unfamiliar with old Bisbee, you'll want to come up next to drive up in front of the Copper Queen Motel, and you'll see our clinic location off to the left-hand side at the Presbyterian Church Annex, with the Presbyterian Church being directly on the right side of the road across from the annex. We look forward to seeing you, and all of us are volunteers and offer this to the community. There's no charge for any of this. We do gracefully accept donations, so if you're willing to support us in that way, that would be absolutely wonderful. We use those donations to be sure that we have the supplies available so that everyone can have a table at some point and get seen. I remember when I first started attending, which was about 5 years ago, we were in the St. John's Church building, and it was wonderful, and there was lots of people there. And I remember we had, I don't know, maybe 9-10 tables that we used. We're now up to, I believe, 13, maybe 14 tables that we use all the time. They're always full. We've always got people in there. When our acupuncturist comes, she's got three clients going at a time. And, you know, it's marvelous. It's amazing what we do for the community there. And we love it when we can support you, and we love it when you can support us. If you have more questions about Bisbee Alternative Therapies Clinic, you can find us on Facebook. We have a Facebook page there. That this is where we share our events, and we always keep you up to date. I post those out all over the county to many of the different sales groups in the area, because I know lots of people are on those groups, and you know, we get a lot of response from the community at large. Some people come one time only, some people have become return clients, and others have become volunteers. We're always looking for people who can help out, either sharing their own healing techniques or just volunteering to help at our front desk or help with our kitchen cleanup or, you know, set up our space, our workspace, or tear down for that matter. We have been doing this for, this will be our 14th year, I believe, which is really pretty amazing, because clinics of this type don't typically last this long. And I don't know of any other clinic, and that's just because I don't know of any other clinic that does this in this way, where we are regularly meeting and sharing our gifts with the community at large. One of our plans for the future is ultimately to gain enough support and resources to have our own building so that we can offer services more often. We are a 501c3 organization, so we are a nonprofit. We are registered that way. And our ultimate goal is one day to be able to serve the community, not only just one Saturday a month, but more often. I know that one of our board members who's been active from the beginning, Judy Perry, has this vision of the building being able to not only support the monthly clinic, but we also do a Reiki share on, I think it's Mondays, in the same location. For those of us who are regular practitioners, we come together and support each other and give each other our, you know, healing energy and talk about different ways of expanding our own healing practices. It's a really neat way that we come together and share with each other. But her vision is one day she'd like to have a building that supports those things, plus allows some of the practitioners to be able to practice their businesses out of the location so that they don't have to come up with expensive overhead and they are able to serve their clients besides the volunteer that work that they do through the clinic. So that's really pretty, a pretty neat idea. We've had lots of different types of practitioners over the years. We've had retired medical individuals come in and share their expertise. We've had all kinds. And it's amazing to see how people are affected by the energies that they're receiving while they're there. Not only are they receiving healing energy from people who are there in that capacity, but they're also finding that there's fellowship in just the waiting and sharing with each other in that type of environment. So I encourage you to come on out Saturday and check us out. You know, receive some Reiki, get a little Diksha, and you'll always be able to choose one other healing modality. Everybody gets Reiki. Anybody can have Diksha. And then, dependent on what other healing modalities are available, you can choose one of those that are available that day. We have so many who love the acupuncturist and the massage. And, you know, many people come just to see reflexologist or trauma clearing or whatever. They have their idea of what they're looking for. And others come with no idea what they need. And when they leave, they're amazed that they found exactly what they needed. This has been Madam Molly telling you all about that. And I really hope to see you this Saturday. Maybe I'll see you tomorrow at the drumming. I'm going to do my darndest to get to the Blue Moon, Full Moon drumming at the Unity of the Wachukas, and I hope to see some of you there. I really hope to see you at the clinic on Saturday. And if you ever are looking for personalized tarot consultation or coaching, you can reach me at www.madammollys.com, or you can find me on Facebook. I'll talk to you soon. Love y'all.